Janesville Senate Democrat Tim Cullen says leaving town was the right move for the right time.
For me, I'm glad I went. I think it was right given the extraordinary time it was and the extraordinary nature of the bill that we were opposed to and how fast it was going through the process.
The Wisconsin Constitution requires 3/5 of all senators or representatives to be present to vote on fiscal bills. That's what kept Cullen and other minority Senate Democrats relevant for weeks as they left for Illinois to block a vote on the governor's collective bargaining plan. But Cullen worries it will have the effect of setting what he calls a terrible precedent for the Senate. He says there will be more controversial bills and different minority parties in the future, both Democrat and Republican.
And now that this is sitting out there, who's ever against the bill is going to say, well, if you care as much about me as those people did back there in 2011, you have to go to Illinois again.
Cullen is circulating a plan to amend the Constitution to end the quorum requirement. The idea received a mixed response yesterday. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald stopped short of an endorsement, but had good things to say.
I like the idea of making sure this never happens again to any legislature, no matter who's in control.
But Senate Democratic Minority Leader Mark Miller said he opposed Cullen's plan.
That quorum requirement, the requiring a 3/5 quorum, was put in by the drafters for a reason. I think it was to protect the public interest, and I think it should stay there.
Cullen's proposal would have to pass 2 consecutive sessions of the state legislature and be approved by a majority of voters before it could take effect. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.